"Here's the corkscrew, Signor Tenente," the orderly said. "Open the bottle. Bring a glass. Drink that, baby. How is your poor head?" "I looked at your papers. You haven't any fracture. That major at the first post was a hog butcher. I would take you and never hurt you. I never hurt anybody. I learned how to do it. Every day I learn to do things smoother and better. You must forgive me for talking so much, baby. I am very moved to see you badly wounded. There, drink that. It's good. It costs 15 lire. It ought to be good. 5 stars. After I leave here, I'll go see that English, and he'll get you an English medal. They don't give them like that. You are so modest. I will send a liaison officer. He can handle the English. Have you seen Miss Barclay? I will bring her here. I will go now and bring her here." "Don't go," I said. "Tell me about Gorizia. How are the girls?"
"There are no girls. For 2 weeks now they haven't changed them. I don't go there anymore. It's disgraceful. They aren't girls. They are old war comrades."
"You don't go at all?"
"I just go to see if there is anything new. I stop by. They all ask for you. It is a disgrace that they should stay so long that they become friends."
"Maybe girls don't want to go to the front anymore."
"Of course they do. They have plenty of girls. It is just bad administration. They are keeping them for the pleasure of dugout hiders in the rear."
"Poor Rinaldi," I said. "All alone at the war with no new girls." Rinaldi poured himself another glass of the cognac.
"I don't think it will hurt you, baby. You take it."
I drank the cognac and felt it warm all the way down. Rinaldi poured another glass. He was quieter now. He held up the glass.
"To your valorous wounds, to the silver medal. Tell me, baby, when you lie here all the time in the hot weather, don't you get excited?"
"Sometimes."
"I can't imagine lying like that. I would go crazy."
"You are crazy."
"I wish you were back. No one to come in at night from adventures, no one to make fun of, no one to lend me money, no blood brother and roommate.
Why do you get yourself wounded?" "You can make fun of the priest."
"That priest. It isn't me that makes fun of him. It's the captain. I like him. If you must have a priest, have that priest. He's coming to see you. He makes big preparations.
I like him."
"Oh, I knew it. Sometimes I think you and he are little that way, you know?"
"No, you don't."
"Yes, I do, sometimes. A little that way, like the number of the 1st Regiment of the Brigata Ancona."
"Oh, go to hell." He stood up and put on his gloves.
"Oh, I love to tease you, baby, with your priest and your English girl. And really, you are just like me underneath."
"No, I'm not."
"Yes, we are. You really are an Italian, all fire and smoke and nothing inside. You only pretend to be American. We are brothers and we love each other."
"Be good while I'm gone," I said.
"I will send Miss Barclay. You are better with her without me. You are purer and sweeter."
"Oh, go to hell."
"I will send her, your lovely, cool goddess, English goddess. My God, what would a man do with a woman like that except worship her? What else is an English woman good for?"